now that the install of the offense is done, at what level is your comfort with this scheme?
I'm very comfortable in where I am now that all the concepts are put in, and there's still wrinkles going in every now and again. But where I'm at right now with what we've put in, I'm very confident in. I feel like the more reps I'm getting, the more I get to go with DT&E and that first group, I think the more confident I get, more comfortable I get.
Do you sense now, as Vance promised, Coach Joseph promised, that this is a true competition and you like you kind of like your chances as you get ready to leave and break for summer?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we knew it was going to be a competition coming in, just like Coach Joseph said. And, you know, I obviously believe in myself and believe in my abilities and what I can do. So I just really wanted to come out here for OTAs and now these next 2 days of camp and just fine-tune everything and feel good going into the break.
The guys in the secondary take great pride in making it difficult for the young quarterbacks to make them better.
Uh-huh.
Is that a blessing, and is it a blessing when you go through it?
Definitely.
Pick six.
I think that only helps you when you go against, you know, the best defense in the league and the two best corners and the best safeties and the best linebacker. I mean, you got a lot of good guys on that side of the ball, and of course you're going to have days where they get you, and there's going to be days when you get them too. But when you go against a squad like that day in and day out, it's going to make our side of the ball better, and I think that's really going to help us a lot.
Do you like the idea? I mean, they make you stand up to them in some way, shape, or form, or they will keep you alive.
Yeah, they're competitors. Yeah. You know, they're out here playing football, but that's how I like it. You know, Keeb's out there talking trash, and so is Chris, so is Vaughn, and you kind of got to get them going too. You get in their heads, they get in your heads, and play football.
How do you keep from getting frustrated when they do in the days where they get the best of the offense?
To me, it's just football. You know, you're going to have days where you go and throw for over 300 yards and four or five touchdowns, and you're going to have games where, you know, you have so many incompletions, more interceptions than touchdowns, and you got to bounce back and play the next game the next week no matter what. So you know you're going to come out here and you're gonna get got sometimes, but the main goal is to get them more than they get you.
Can you actually exchange trash talking to leave?
I'm getting there, but I'll just kind of hold off for now until I get them on a couple big plays. I build my resume up a little bit. Yeah. I feel a lot more comfortable for sure.
Today you had a pick six and Torian Nixon, and then came right back with a long one to Cody. What's going through your mind after the pick six?
Just that I know I got however many more plays left in practice to make a big play and make up for it. Just like I said a second ago, you know, football's football. There's going to be mistakes. No one's perfect. So bounce back from your mistakes and you got a chance to make a big play. And you know, Coach McCoy turned to me and just said, you know, next play, gave me a shot, and then I took advantage of it.
What's more important to you, do you think, to be consistent and save, or take chances that you might make a big play?
I think that an opportunity in a game will kind of present you with what you need to do. Obviously, if you're down in the game and you got to make big throws downfield, that's when you got to take chances. But obviously, throughout the game, you want to be smart with the football. Whenever shots are there, you want to take your shot. But obviously, the coaches want to be able to trust you if that shot's not there, that you can check the ball down and keep us on track.
Do you have a sense of what they want, what they're looking for? Do they want the guys going to be safe and consistent?
I mean, I'm not sure. That's for the coaches to decide. Me personally, coming from Memphis, we took a lot of shots downfield, so I know whenever I get my chance to take my shot deep, I'm going to be looking there first. But I think I'm doing a better job this year at, if it's not there deep, checking it down and being consistent.
What sort of importance have they placed on quick decision making? Whereas, you know, like there's a rush coming, either you scramble,
right,
or you throw, but you make that decision right away.
I think that's important in any offense, obviously. But when you have the ability to move around a little bit, kind of helps you if you don't see the rush and kind of can throw hot right off the bat. You have a little bit more time to make a play. So that's kind of the way I see it. Obviously, if you can see it, you want to get it out. It's a big play. But if not, I feel like that's where my athleticism kind of comes in and helps me out.
When you're in a competition like this, is it kind of human nature to keep score a little bit? I had a really good day here, and Trevor had a good day there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously as a human, when you're competing against somebody, if you do something wrong, you're kind of like, ah, you know, he's got me now, so I got to make a big play. But for me, I kind of felt that way when I first started, but I just kind of learned that it's just about yourself and making yourself better so you can make the guys around you better. And when you better yourself, that's how you play faster and you help the guys around you. And then as a unit, we play better. I'm just gonna go back and take a little time off, obviously, but not too much time so I don't fall back. I want to keep moving forward, stay on top of the playbook. I'll probably go work with Coach Taff again. He's done a really good job with me every time I've gone home. So that's probably my plan.
Patrick, you talk about being more comfortable out here. Do you think that comfort level has allowed you to show off a little bit more of your skill set, mobility, arm talent, all those things that were talked about coming out? Do you think that comfort level has allowed you to show some of that off?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. When you come out here as a rookie, at least for me, I was just kind of like feeling my way through a lot of stuff instead of just really cutting it loose. But coming into this year, being around the guys a little bit more, being in the building a little bit more, it's kind of gave me the opportunity to be more comfortable out there, have a little bit more swag about yourself and kind of get that going in the whole offense. So, you rub off on people, everybody else starts playing good if you're playing good. So that's kind of how I've been looking at it.
In that regard, how do you approach leadership from your position when you don't know if you're the starter?
Everybody leads in their own kind of way. They kind of find their way about how they lead and what kind of leader they are. But for me, it's just I know I've been told in the past that I was a taller guy. So everything I do, you can kind of see a little easier than guys who aren't 6'7" and standing over everybody. So it's just whenever something bad happens, just like earlier in practice, you make a bad throw, you throw a pick, you can't drop your head. You gotta keep moving forward. You gotta keep these guys going. And then whenever things are kind of slow, you gotta kind of talk up a little bit, be more of a vocal leader in that perspective.
Did you have to be told you were a taller guy?
Well, I kind of figured that out when I was a kid and I was taunting everybody in my class.
So if you're a taller guy in the seventh grade, can you get away with nothing in that class?
No, I was. Luckily, I was homeschooled though, so I wasn't getting in a lot of trouble.
All right, thanks, Patrick.
Thanks,
yep.
Appreciate it.